The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Palladium Books and White Wolf Publishing. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This is Ethan with the Gamer's Haven podcast with yet another snippet review. On this episode of Snippets, I'm going to take a look at an oldie but a goodie, a game called Monsters Ravage America. Now, most people might recognize it as an Avalon Hill game, as Monsters Menace America. Now, sadly, I do want to point out that this game is currently out of print, but you can still find it on various places like Troll and Toad or eBay or even Amazon Marketplace, usually for around $40 to $45, so it's very close to its usual the starting price, which was $40. But this version of the game is Monsters Ravage America, which came out in 1998 from Avalon Hill and was later revised for Monsters Menace America. The basic premise of the game is you have a giant map of the United States, and it's from 1 to 4 players. You heard me right, you can actually play a solo, a solitaire version of the game. And you take up the role of one of the armed forces plus a giant monster. So if you have 4 players, you have 4 giant monsters plus the 4 branches of the military, and in this version of the game at least, it's the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And each branch of the military has its own special units that it can get, and whatnot. And the basic premise, the basic point of the game is you want your monster to eat as many cities and stomp as many large cities as possible so it can gain health for the monster showdown at the end of the game. And meanwhile, you're using your I refer to them as popcorn. Your military units, you're using them to try to slow down the other monsters, because when a monster moves, if it moves into a space with a military unit, it has to stop. So constantly you can sort of limit where things can go. It's a fun game. Basically, the mechanic is based on a D6, and it's really reminiscent of Axis and Allies, where you have a D6, you roll a D6 for your attack, and you're trying to beat the target's defense. Now, usually the monsters attack first, and monsters start with 2 attacks. So really, the way it goes is usually the monsters are usually just beat the crap out of military units, which is how it should be in a giant monster movie. The revised edition, Monsters Menace America, added some nice little plastic pieces. It removed the money mechanic, because each turn in Monsters Ravage America, you would gain money equal to the $1 billion per military base that your branch of the military still had on the board. And so, everyone starts with 8 military bases scattered throughout the U.S. A advanced mechanic to it, which is kind of cool, is you can spend $5 billion to try to research a new technology or research a military breakthrough. And you roll a D6. If you get a 5 or a 6, you succeed, and you draw a research card. And the research card can be anything from a rogue nuke to molecular cannons to things like that. So, I mean, it's a gamble to get it, but sometimes you can get some nice stuff that can really damage another monster. The other thing you can do is if you land on certain spaces with the atomic symbol on it, such as Roswell or Three Mile Island on the board, then your if you end your movement there, your monster draws a mutation card, and the mutations can be good or bad. So you're sort of gambling on that, on picking something cool like, you know, getting Shadow Tentacles or something like that, but you could also end up with something not so good as, like, Brain Rot. It's a lot of fun. You can have any number of mutations. If monsters end up in the same space, they fight each other, of course. One fun little aspect is if your monster is actually defeated by the military, and it's a very slim chance. I've played the game a few times and I've never seen it happen. Your monster is captured and shipped off to Hollywood to star in movies, and your monster regenerates health while it's over there, and when your monster regains half of its starting hit points, it then goes on a rampage and escapes, and you continue play from that point. The quicker things basically get stomped on, the quicker the game ends, because you have a limited number of stomp tokens that basically makes up the play track, and more players means more stomp tokens, obviously. So when you, like, stomp on a city, you basically put a stomp token there and saying, okay, well, this monster has eaten, you know, Milwaukee, or eaten, you know, Sheboygan or whatever. And your monster then gains health. Now, there are three different, four different sizes of cities. There are what the rule book calls snack cities, which are tiny cities. They give you one point of health that you add to your monster total. There are one-course cities, which give you a d6. And then there are two-course cities, which give you 2d6. There are also really large cities. There's New York and Los Angeles. And these cities give you 3d6 health, obviously, because they're so big and very populated. So those are two very big targets on the board. In addition to all that, there are points of infamy on the board, including a token for where you're playing the game from currently. So for us, it was Kansas City. If a monster stomps on that city, it gains a token that's good for a free attack, basically. And it's just an infamous monster of, you know, this monster destroyed the space shuttle at Cape Canaveral, or this monster took a bite out of the Washington Monument, or destroyed the Statue of Liberty, that sort of thing. Each monster also has its own goal, whether it be drain Hoover Dam, or if you want to smash Atlantic City, that sort of thing. If that particular monster achieves its goal of destroying its intended target, it gets an extra d6 health. It's a fun game. You can also, one more mechanic I haven't seen used too often is you can, instead of moving your monster, you can opt to disappear your monster, and your monster is removed from the board and regains some health, and basically you can pop him out in another one of his lairs at the start of the next turn. It's a good way. I should experiment a bit more with that as far as regenerating and whatnot. The only problem I have with the game sometimes is I think it goes a little too quick. Sometimes it gets bogged down as far as explaining the rules to people, that sort of thing. Other than that, it's a ton of fun. I have ordered a copy of The Monsters Menace America off of Amazon, so I can take a look at that one and see what changes and sort of have a bit of a more colorful type of game board, I'm thinking. But this version, Monsters Ravage America, is a ton of fun. I highly recommend it. It's a great game for people who are not that into the, you know, or who are sort of just getting into this board game craze. I would love personally to see the game come back. It's obviously out of print when Hasbro decided to fold up the Avalon Hill collection, basically, except for Axis and Allies, Risk, and Robo Rally. This, unfortunately, was one of the games that got axed. So check out your local game store. They may still have a copy of them. I know they went off on clearance a couple years back when they discontinued the game. So you might be able to find it at a KB Toys, or even if those still exist. Or you can find it, obviously, online. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a good little throwdown game. Takes about an hour and a half. And it's just good for some laughs. So check it out.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven Podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com. Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven Podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.